Blog Talk Radio.
Show coming up. We got Minister D in the studio. We got Sister Candy in the studio. What's happening?
Yay!
What's up, everybody? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hope everybody enjoyed their holidays, you know, and it's time to lose all that weight you done gained and eating all the holidays. I know I have. So I'm in repentance mode right now.
Wow, what kind of stuff's going on?
Repent,
I'm sitting up here looking like a little watermelon.
Yeah.
I thought I was by myself.
Oh, no.
Well, we enjoyed ourselves. See, you know, God is so good. He is so good. He allowed us to sit up and stuff ourselves like this.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And enjoyed every minute of it.
Yes.
Now, you see, he admitted he enjoyed it.
I was always taught, you know, if you're going to do something, go ahead and enjoy it.
Do it right.
You know, if you're going to sin, go on sin. Just sin.
Go.
You know, it ain't like they're going to have a, you know, a not-so-high side of hell because you didn't do it all the way. Just go on, get it all in. If you're going to sin, sin. Sin and enjoy.
Help him, Jesus. See, this is why God knew we had to have that grace. You see what I'm talking about? This is the kind of thing I'm saying.
I mean, you know, if you're going to speed, go on speed.
Yeah.
You're going to stop somebody,
well,
slap them hard.
Slap them hard.
Everybody know that you're not wrapped too tight, so we're going to let you slide.
Hey, I'm just saying.
No, if you're going to do something, just go ahead and do it. And since I'm thinking about it, the Bible says somebody, if you think about something, you might as well just go ahead and do it. If you think about cussing that person, you might as well go and cuss them out. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, because you might as well, because you'll be down in the altar anyway, unless you just used to doing it and just thinking, you know, hey, you know, just go and just let it fly. And be done with it.
Okay.
Now, you say, I ain't wrapped too tight. Wait a little later in the show. I got something for y'all. You going to say, I ain't wrapped too tight. Wait till you hear my rant for this week.
When is it going to be?
I said, wait till a little later in the show. We'll get to it. Wait till you hear this. You think I ain't wrapped tight.
We got a good show. Because, see, Minister D is on something else. And we got a good show going on. We got Roxanne Broadneck and New Direction. They're going to be on here today.
All right.
Oh, yeah. You know, back in the day, you know, they had the quartet groups. You know, the quartet groups like to go up against one another, you know. And you wait and say, okay, which one's going to be the best today? And what they got on today. You watching what they're wearing, how they're moving, all kind of stuff. Well, honey, y'all going to feel the whole show right here on this show just by ear today, just how it's, going to, how it's supposed to be done. What you talking about? Y'all don't know about that.
Now, either you don't know nothing about no quartets.
Yes, I do know about the quartets. You know how we had to sit up in them quartet conventions and banquets and stuff that... What you mean I don't know about quartets? Quartets are strong.
Been born again, 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 been and say it for 30 minutes.
What about
been born again?
That's
been
all right.
Born again.
You be feeling like you born again when you get when they get finished saying about 20 trillion times. You born again.
Yeah, you ain't been you ain't been born again by then, you ain't gonna be born.
And I'm sure you're right. I'm sure you're right.
Baby, yeah.
Some good singing today. Some good singing. Well, let us pray. Let us pray before we get
yes,
all into the show and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to pray favor over all our listeners and over you and over Sister Candy. I want to.
Yes.
I just want to pray a favor, because in this year 2014,
come on,
favor. Favor. God's favor is going to be all over us. I'm telling you, it's going to run rapid in with God's people. I'm telling you, you all better receive this prayer today. How are you talking about? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for making us righteous and accepted through the blood of Jesus. Because of that, Father, we are blessed and highly favored by you. Lord, we are the object of your affection. Your favor surrounds us as a shield, and the first thing that people come in contact with is that favor shield. Father, we thank you that we have favor with you and man all day long today, that people will go out of their way to bless us and to help us. We have favor with everyone we deal with today. Doors that were once closed on us, Lord, you are not opening up them on our behalf. We have preferential treatment and special privileges because we are your favorite children, Father. We know this. Father, we are your children. No good thing you will withhold from us because of your favor, Father. Our enemies cannot triumph over us. We have supernatural increase in promotion, and we declare restoration of everything that the enemy has stole from us. He's going to have to return it back to us 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just thank you for that right there. Lord, we thank you right now. We have honor in the midst of our adversaries and an increase of assets, even especially in real estate and expansion of territory. Lord, you say we have houses we didn't build, land we didn't till, wells we didn't dig, because of the favor of God that's going to be upon our lives. Because we are highly favored by you, Father. We have great victories, supernatural turnarounds, miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. We have recognition, preeminence, and honor. Petitions are granted to us even by all of those ungodly authorities. You'll change policies, rules, regulations, and laws on our behalf. Father, we thank you for all our church members and all our pastors that implant the rhema word of God in us. Father, we win battles that we don't even have to fight, Father, because you fight them for us. We know right now that this is the set time, this is the designated moment for us to experience the free favors of God that profusely and lavishly abound on our behalf. Oh, Lord, so therefore, we, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we walk in the favor of God and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit every day, all the time, every hour, every minute, every second. Favor shall come up to us right now in Jesus' name. So y'all go ahead and rejoice because y'all got favor today. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
The Lord, oh, my soul.
Oh,
yes. Oh, we praise the Lord.
Y'all.
I'm satisfied with what God is doing in my life. I am so satisfied with what he is doing in my life. He's not bringing things out. If he gave me everything that I asked for, I probably would have gotten in a lot of trouble because sometimes the timing be off. We ask for a lot of things. And sometimes it's just not the right time for us to receive them because we probably wouldn't know what to do with it. We might not be able to handle it. But God knows exactly when to give it to us. And he's going to give it to us. If he says, if you ask and believe, you shall receive. And I believe God's going to do just that. So I am totally satisfied with what he's doing in my life. And I got a new song that's going to be coming out. And I want you all to get out there and buy it or I'm going to hurt somebody. Praise the Lord. God pray for me.
Yeah, and she look after she left just prayed. She just prayed the house down and threatened to hurt somebody.
I got favor, baby. I got favor on my life. They gonna buy that record, huh? What you say? But
yeah, because it's not you gonna hurt somebody.
I've never heard before. I got a song called "Satisfied in Thee" because I'm satisfied in the Father. I want y'all to get take an ear to hear. Okay, there it go.
Now let's see.
Wondering if she's sure. ever here, Lord, always live ever be.
All right, that's Satisfied, Satisfied Indeed by Globy Pope. Lord, we just thank you because I am so satisfied with what you are doing in my life today. And I thank God for who he is and who he's going to show up to be and let everybody know that he is in me and I in him. Lord, I thank you today. We have some special guests on our program today, Roxanne Broadneck and New Direction. And they are part of a fantastic, anointed quartet-type group. I'm telling you, gospel group. And I want to tell you a little bit about her from what I have read and experienced with her. And she's a wonderful, anointed woman of God. The new direction is consists of Mrs. Sadie Saunders, Sonia Williams, Mrs. Lanisha Bailey, Patty Ann Carter, Jessica Sanders, and her daughter, Brittany Broadneck, and Cynthia Render. And these women of God can tear the roof off the house. What y'all talking about? Oh, I heard some of their music, and they are awesome. I'm telling you. The group began in a few years back, around October of 2011. And Roxanne Broadneck was given a vision by God while at a gospel concert in Sonoit, Georgia. And she said that a voice whispered to her and said, "New direction." That would be her new start. And I'm telling you, they have taken off. And I want her to tell you a little bit about her group and who they are. And we're going to be playing some of their music. And we got her in the studio right now.
Hello,
Evangelist.
How are you? Fan,
Broadneck.
Hello, Ms. Clovey. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Blessed and highly favored of God all day long.
Welcome.
Thank you for being able to come in the studio and share your musical talents with us.
I'm telling you,
listening to the music, and you can't sit down. Now, y'all can't sit down.
I got a song on there that says sit down, but no, I know you can't.
I've been needing some good quartet music in my life. That's one thing I'm lacking.
Evangelist, if you heard him before y'all came on, but he was saying, when y'all keep speaking the word in your songs, that it can change your spirit of a man. It can, if you say born again by 15 trillion times, by the time y'all get through, then you're born again. But if you didn't get it, then you're not, you probably never be born again. That's what he said. I'm just going to put it on out there.
Well, we praise God for everything that he have done for us, and we thank God for what he have done and going to do futuristic-wise. And I tell you, I'm proud of that CD. Right now we're in the studio bringing out another CD, but I tell you what, God is working miracles through us, through the people, touching those that need to be touched and bringing them to Christ so that he can be able to reach all the ones that need reaching. We've been singing, I've been singing over, almost all my life, about 40 years or so, and I thank God for the vision that he gave me at the time where I was, and I was in church, and he gave me the vision of new direction, because sometimes we go in a direction that we think is right, but actually it's not, and God has to shut some doors, and God has to change some avenues, and the only way he can change some avenues is he has to shut us down, and that's what he did. He had to shut me down so that he can get my attention. And to show me that this is not what I want you to do. There's another avenue I want you to take. So therefore, I have to shut this door, because the door you went through wasn't the door I want you to go through. So therefore, he had to label another door for me to let me know, hey, this is the way we should go. So I'm thanking God right now for all the things, for carrying me and molding me and making me what he wanted me to be.
And sometimes God has to slap you upside the head and say, hey, go that way.
Hey, tell me about it.
going down the road. I mean, literally, just, hey, go that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so
you know,
I
he did me like that the same way, and so I understand exactly what you're talking about. And but when when you get on that new path, it's a boy. God can show up and show out, can
he? Oh, definitely, definitely. He does show up and show out. And you know, you got many people, and I learned when God gives you a map. That's the map you go by. People have their idea, but God has the right idea. And he said, I know the plans I have for you. And that's what was important, that we listen to God's plan, not man's plan. Yes, the avenue man, it take a little longer. But God's way, his way is the best way. And that's what I learned. And the ladies that I have, and, you know, they're all new. They're singing with me now. And God has given me women that pray. We pray daily. We talk daily, and we try to do things to help the community and to help others. And it's not all about us. It's all about God's people. And that's
what
we want to go out there and reach and grab hold to. People are hurting. People are giving up. People are throwing in a towel. And our ministry got to be able to reach those and let them know, don't throw in the towel yet. God still has a plan for your life.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
That's awesome that you're saying that, because it is, so many people are just giving up. So many people are even coming out of the churches. They're staying home. They feel that the church has let them down. And we need they need people to their hearts and uplift them and let them know that God has never left, never, never, and he will never leave. Nor forsake you.
Yeah.
If they can just hang in there, you know, it's just hard for a lot of people, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, you have a song out that's called If I Stumble or Fall.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yes.
If you stumble or fall.
I was going
through
so much. Oh, my God. And God will pick you up. And when it looks like you can't get up, that's when God sent his angels to lift you up. Man can't see but in his anger. They can't see it, but they notice it. And when you're standing up and God prepares a way for you, they're wondering, how did she get up? Because she was down last time I seen her. So I say, I thank God for picking me up when I stumbled.
Oh, yeah.
He looked beyond my faults. He didn't see
my
errors.
We want the people to hear that. We want them to hear that.
All right. Then.
Oh, yeah.
I would love them to hear
if
it. And they can get it and go on my Facebook in order. Yeah.
Roxanne Broadneck and New Direction.
You can feel it if you want to. My love.
Lord. That's right.
Yeah.
They brought back a new direction. Keeping
thank
their
you.
Eyes on
thank
Jesus.
You,
right. Reaching the lost. Bringing them to
thank
Christ. Letting the
yes.
world know and
yes.
see that there is a God. And he is able
yes.
to do all things but fail. Oh, we like
yes.
that. We like that. Oh, that's
thank
you know
you.
What I like about it? That's one of those songs, you know, you ride down a road and it just pops in your head. You just start singing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just you, next thing you know, you done
especially
got.
If you mess
you know,
up like you do, double. You know, you be messing up. You know, you got to get that on your mind.
Well, you know, you're at home vacuuming the floor and you start singing. You just sing yourself happy. Next thing you know, you're having
oh.
a moment right there in the middle of the living room floor.
Oh yeah, the whole house end up cleaned up.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. And that's what
like
it's motivation, it's encouragement, and that's what we want to do to let God know that if we stumble, Lord, don't let us stay down. Now pick us up. Just hold
right.
our hand while we
want what will
place.
We do
yeah.
without Him?
Yes,
we can't do without Jesus. I don't care what
oh,
we
no.
try to
they
do
without
Him. Without thinking we can do everything by ourselves. Oh,
no.
we can't do it. We can't do it. We can't
I won't even
it.
Say
no,
if I stumble. I just say when we stumble, Lord, pick us up.
Because God knows our heart. He knows our heart, and He knows that we're not perfect by any means. But He knows that the body we weak, but the spirit is willing. And we
yes.
got to be that vessel of God to let Him use us where He sees fit. And once we just give in and give ourselves to Him and stop trying to do it our way, our life can be a whole lot better. And that's what I look at, and I just thank God for using me and giving me the directions that He's given me, His vision, and I'm willing to carry it out, whatever it is. I'm willing to do what God has for me to do. Amen.
Just say yes to
come rock with y'all.
Yes,
I'm going to come roll with rock and roll with y'all. Ooh. That's awesome.
Just come on.
You
more than welcome. You more than welcome. We're going to call Miss
Gordon
the
truth. I'm always busting up stuff. I'm always busting in, but, you know, I got to get
it. Oh, definitely. And if they can purchase it, they can Facebook me and inbox me at Roxanne Broadnax, and I'll definitely get back with them and send them a copy. Whatever information they give me, I'll send it back to them. And I appreciate you taking time out and caring enough to share with me your spot on the radio, and I thank you so much. I really do. God bless you.
You're welcome.
With your beautiful
welcome.
Spirit, Ms. Glover. You have a beautiful spirit, and I thank God for that.
Well, thank
because
you very
he's putting
much.
Us
I appreciate
together
that.
For a reason. Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
you've
yes, he did.
Blessed
yes, he did.
You are blessed.
That's how he do. He has a spirit of networking and bringing us all together so that we can praise Him together,
oh, yeah.
and so He can get all the glory. That's what He does.
That's
how
that's
He
what
do
it's
it.
About.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want the people to continue to listen to your music, and I got two more songs mm-hmm. I would like for them to listen to of Roxanne
yeah.
Broadneck and New Direction. And if you can hang in here with us, we appreciate it. We would like to
I'm
let
right
them hear
here.
He Rolls. He Rolls.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Jesus is coming back. Roxanne Broadnet and New Direction.
And that's why we have to be careful how we live, because somebody watching us. Everywhere we go, somebody watching us. And for you to be the person that you are, you don't have to even let your guard down because you're real. And when you're real in Christ, you don't have to worry about nothing because God is the one that's leading and guiding you. And I thank you again. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. These women, these beautiful women of God have endured a lot before, but refuse to give up on their well-doing, but is determined to mount up on wings as eagles, run and not get tired, walk and not faint. Keep the faith, because at the end, they know God will say, well done. Evangelist Roxanne, a new direction, I here to stay until God says different. Praise be to God.
You?
Well, that's a beautiful
thank
value.
So
I thank
much.
You. God bless
you,
and you have a blessed week.
You are too, and thank you, and glad to meet you, my friend, my brother.
Yes, yes. Thank you for coming on. We enjoy.
We got one more. She's been quiet today. I don't know if she wanted to say anything. She got anything saying? That's the Sister Evangelist. Sister Evangelist. That's Sister Evangelist.
Oh, good evening, good evening,
Verna.
Good evening, Sister Roxanne. It was so beautiful. I love those songs. It took me back. You know, my mom used to sing songs with that same flow, and it just really, really just touched my heart. It made me feel good. I thought, whoa, I wish I knew the lyrics. You know, I just sing right along, but I can just flow in it. So it was so good. Thank you so much for blessing us with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We had to pick her up off the floor. She had them fell out. You didn't hear nothing from her.
We had to get the smelling salt. That's what it was. You know, back in the day, they had the smelling salt to bring them back through.
She finna come back right now. She coming in with Inspirational Corner right now with Evangelist Lois Candy Vernon.
All right now. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening to everybody. Happy New Year to all in Radio Land. We feel honored to share a word with you here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Today I want to talk to you about a brand new you. Some of you are about to embark upon a new season in your life. For in 2013, there was a time when you were crushed. You felt as though God was not listening and that he didn't care. Some prayers you felt weren't answered. Finances may have been drained, hope deferred. Some of you even allowed what happened in 2013 to overflow into 2014. But we are not going to look in the rearview mirror going forward. It's time for a brand new you. We refuse to drag 2013 into 2014, weighing us down. For I know who my shepherd is. I can say like David, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I am here today to tell you about the brand new you. God is getting ready to turn your situation around. Get ready for your breakthrough. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have come new. I can see God is turning it around now. I know you're wondering, when is your breakthrough coming? It seems as though all the forces of hell is against you. It seems like everybody is getting blessed except you. Don't give up. Hang on in there. Your breakthrough is here right now. There's a brand new you about to emerge. God's mercy made up in his word and stepping out in the spirit. God is going to allow your enemies to see him bless you. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shall condemn. People ain't going to like the brand new you. I've come to tell you that God will put a hedge of protection all around you to shelter you from all harm. No weapon shall prosper. The traps that the enemy has set won't work. They can't work. God will suffer no man to do you harm or wrong. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. In fact, what the enemy thought would destroy you is going to make you better. What the enemy meant for evil against you, it will turn to your good. God will turn it around, and good will come out of what looks bad. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I'm talking about a brand new you. One that will begin to speak great things into existence. One that will remember to be about their Father's business. One that is on time and on target, ready, willing, and able to do all that God requires. God is up to something now. He is performing a brand new you, coming forth, geared up and ready to go. the brand new you that's putting God first in everything you do. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. Are you ready for 2014? Are you ready? So get ready for your breakthrough. Get ready for your blessings. Get ready for your double portion. My God is going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You won't even have room to receive it. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. All wonderful things that God has prepared for the brand new you of 2014. This is Minister Candy with the Inspirational Corner, reminding you to live out the brand new you in 2014.
See, I told, I'm going to have some shout music on here next week. That's, I'm going to have shout music on here next week, see. That was a good time to get, that was a good time to get you about 30 seconds in.
Ooh, boy. Have brand new you. Brand new you. Well, you come on with it then. Bring it on next week.
Now, Candy, you talking about a turnaround or a brand new. I'm going to tell y'all somebody that need a turnaround. Y'all just allow me to indulge you. Now, you know, when we call 911, it's usually for an emergency, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm reading an article about a woman. She called 911 because her emergency was she needed a beer.
A beer?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A grandmother called 911 because she needed assistance in getting a beer. Said she got in an argument with a granddaughter and slapped the granddaughter because the granddaughter wouldn't buy a beer. So she called 911. Said she needed assistance in getting a beer.
Wow.
I'm just letting you know. My pastor say, the world is in need of great healers. People are crazy for real.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She needed a beer so bad she called 911. So, now, nevertheless, she was charged with domestic assault and making a non-emergency call. But her emergency was,
right.
She needed a beer. All I'm saying is,
it was an emergency to her. It was an emergency to her. It's either she get the bill, slap her granddaughter silly. So she didn't get the bill, so she slapped her. So she might have thought she hurt her. That's why she might have called 911.
Well, she said she needed assistance.
How hard did she slap
her? Well, she had a scratch under her eye, so hard enough.
Well, there was another guy that also he killed his girlfriend. He had an older guy. He had a young girlfriend. He sent her to the store to get him some beer. She came back. She gave him a six-pack of beer, and he asked where his chain was. He said, "Don't worry about it." He just got up, got his gun, shot, and killed her, and because she didn't bring him his chain.
I'm gonna save it for next week. But one guy beat up his roommate because he ate too many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
See, y'all got to get to praying for these people because, you know, these people, those people ain't got no God. Ain't no God in them.
Who ate the last of the, no God. Who ate the last of the jelly? Who ate the last of the jelly? Who ate the last of the jelly?
Who ate the jelly?
I'm tired of this. Mm.
Listen, you
got to go.
A song about this. Who ate the jelly?
Who ate the jelly? I'm sick of this. I come home from a hard day's work to make me some peanut butter jelly, and the jelly gone.
So
he sit up here all day, eat peanut butter jelly all day. That's
so what did he
do
to the guy?
I'm going to save it for next week. He beat him up.
Oh, you're going to save it for next week. Okay, well, we're gonna hear that next week, y'all, because he just don't want to tell us. But anyway, we would like to... Minister D, I want you to say a prayer for our friend Ron Antoinette, which is a gospel singer. He's a cameraman, market personnel. He's a little bit of everything. You know, a handyman, but only in the industry. That's how Ron Antoinette is. But he has been ill, and we want to pray that for his healing. So. Will you give us a short prayer? I want to pray as we go out tonight. I would like to pray his, play his song, Hold On.
Lord, right now we lift up our brother Ron before you, and we know that you're a God that can do anything. You're a healer, you're a provider, you meet us at the point of our need. Matter of fact, you look beyond our faults and look at, and meet us at our knees. Right now we ask that you heal him, that he, because he still has a work to do here on this earth, and he cannot do it from this stand, from where he is right now. Heal him, cover him. We believe in your word, and we stand on it, and we count it done, and we celebrate it now in advance that he will be healed. And we'll recover in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Right now, we say amen because we know that God is going to do a mighty work in that young man. And he has wrote a song called Hold On. We're going to go out with that song tonight. Thank everyone, for all of our listeners, for coming on and tuning in to our program. We thank you for Sister Candy and her Inspiration Corner, which always uplifts us. We thank Minister D for being just as crazy as he is. Ha, la, la, la. And we praise God for who he is in our life. But we want you all to continue to hang on in there and hold on.
Remember, don't slap nobody for not, don't slap your granddaughter for not bringing you no bill.
Oh, brand new you. Brand new you.
Sometimes in life, the rain does fall, and you feel like you want to give in. The sky seems so far when reaching for the stars, but I believe you'll find joy if you reach for the Lord and hold on. Trials make you stronger. Hold on. It won't last for long. Hold on. It's almost gone. You can make it if you just hold on. Make it if you just hold on. My body was down, my mind was gone. Death came to me, and I held on. The light I did see at the end of my thought I was going away, but he said not to stay. There's work to be done. Your race is not over. Come on, my child, and be strong. I'm telling you to hold on. Just believe.